to a case of someone who's pulling something out of a mixture, and he has to eat it on Shabbos. He wants to eat it on Shabbos. We call it Akash Shetorach Lechol B'Shabbos. The Imlokein, Havi Kamechim B'Shabbos Lechol. The main Tzorach L'Rak Shekosh Sheyafsid V'Yiskal, Sheyiposeid V'Yiskalkel, Mutto Lassa Yedei Ein Yehudi, Shein Abora B'Tzimtzum, Kanal, Deha. And he has to eat it on Shabbos. He wants to eat it on Shabbos. We call it Akash Shetorach Lechol B'Shabbos. The Imlokein, Havi Kamechim B'Shabbos Lechol. The main circle of actual kosher she yafsid the iskal she posay the iskalkel mutu lasa the any yehudi she in a bor bit simtzum kanal the hachana lechol who isim at the very sofrim who mutu the any yehudi mokam pseida who can mosh kasav tishtem and shin zayin sefei. Whoops. Sounds like Mr. Brew has a sad lehokal over here. The question is, what are we talking about? Is it an Isser Hachana? Or is there some different Isser we're really talking about? Sources of Magen Avraham and some tough Kuf Yud. Sharatzi and Nuntes quotes. Lefi Anius Daiti, there's no Isser Hachana here whatsoever. The Isser Derabbanan that we're talking about is some kind of a Borer Midderabbanan. We're not learning Hilchos Borer now. We're not even really learning Hilchos Hachana now. It's hard to get into the sugyas. But briefly, Borer, it's a question of whether you pull it, the case of you're pulling certain kinds of fat out of the milk, it shouldn't spoil. Before they had homogenized milk, you understand? So the fat would spoil more quickly, they'd pull it out. Is it Borer? Depends where you do it. Not borer but symptoms, and that's not a real ikur din borer. It's only the chumra borer. I think that's what he's making. Hachana, lanias daiti doesn't exist at all in this case. You know why? We may have mentioned once before this month. Maybe I answered the question. That's right. I think it came up. Can you? I have a chair which is gonna get ruined if I leave it in the rain or in the sun. It's gonna melt. A very hot sun. Can I bring it inside? Mechama Latel, we're discussing about Mechama Latel. So I said, what do you mean? I'm not going to use any more of the Shabbos Hachana. It'll be also about Hachana. So I told you, then, that's not a full Hachana. Hachana is to save time. The caterers want to save time for this Bar Mitzvah, the Motzei Shabbos. Here, you're not trying to save time. If you leave, it's going to get ruined. I'll give you a mushel. We finished chicken on Shabbos morning. What did our caterer do? Our million-dollar caterer, Moshe. What did he do? He took the chicken and put it back into the refrigerator. No one's going to have the chicken anymore on Shabbos. Even in Kemar Rashab, we don't have the chicken on Shabbos. Most of Shabbos is a different story. So what right do you have to put it in the refrigerator? It's a chana. Leave out Moshe. What do you do when you're going to get home the next couple of weeks? You'll have extra leftover food on Shabbos. You put it in the refrigerator. Even eat it on Sunday. A chana. What's the answer, boss? That's not called a chana. You have to do it to save time on the Shabbos. That's a zilzul. As you know, Shabbos have nothing to do. I'm not doing Shabbos. I'm just wasting, killing time, twiddling my thumbs. Saturday night, live. That's when the action is. So I want to do whatever I can on Saturday, on Shabbos, so I can be ready to roll. And it's kind of Saturday night. That's the biggest zilzal in the world to Shabbos. That's called Yitzhak Bar. Ooh, is that a zilzal? Ooh, terrible zilzal in Shabbos. But here I'm doing it not because I want to save time. If I wait until after Shabbos, it's going to get spoiled. It's not a chon at all. It's not a poshet, I thought. What's he talking about, the Mishnah Berurah? Must be talking about Issa Borah Midir Rabbanah. Look carefully in the Magen Avraham. That's what emerges. Yeah. In my humble opinion, the Issa Hachana is worse than a Malacha Rabbanah. I'll tell you why. I already told you why. And when we had this Shiloh, long before the $1 million, when we had the Charlotte River at the beginning, I was able to consult the Rav Shach, the Shalita. It was masking to the Svar. Zilzul is a zilzul is a zilzul. It doesn't matter if I'm doing it, if I tell God, you Jones, you do it. It's the same zilzul. Shabbos, nothing's happening. Dead time. Dead time is not happening now. Saturday night. Disco out. That's when the action is. That's why we gotta save time. Get that disco on 20 minutes earlier. We gotta have the guy set up the tables now on Shabbos. That's a zilzul in Shabbos. It's my zilzul. It'll be an Easter of mice. It's one thing. It's an Easter of zilzul. That's what I wanted to suggest. A zilzul is going to be usher. That's what I wanted to suggest also. That even the Prima Gadam is Mesupik. It's Mesupik from Yotav Rishon Yotav Sheni. That's not a zilzul. That's not a zilzul. It's Yotav Sheni. It's a ooh, a chomer de gazach. But from Shabbos to Motzei Shabbos, even if it's a bar mitzvah, and near deity is still a zilzul in Shabbos, whether you do or the God does. Cain, near Ali, $1 million psak. Yes? Oh, that's right. That's another reason to ask her. That's another reason to ask her. I wasn't involved in the court case. I didn't submit a brief. I wasn't asked to submit a brief. You'll ask, but it's a good question. How can the Mishnah Berurah say over here, Mutay the Goy Bamakam Pseida, Shin Zayin Sifei, Teretz is not talking about Mokam Mitzvah to Mokam Pseida, because it's going to get ruined. So that itself is okay, as far as this Mishnah Berurah is concerned, and Shin Yotes Samen Chveitz. But in our case, you're asking a very good question. You're asking a very good question. Maybe we should answer it, Al Shvus to Shvus to Torah Mitzvah Smocha. So I have to be honest. What can I do? I have to be intellectually honest with these people today. I would love to hide behind that Shita. That it's usher, and the Shemir Shabbos sounds like maybe it should be usher. But my personal opinion is that it's mutter. What am I going to do? What should I tell you? As we left off on Friday Shia. So if you give me the Morgan Avram, if you don't mind, the Morgan Avram is Shin. No. Reish Ayin Vav. Sorry. Let's open up the Morgan Avram, Reish Ayin Vav, those who have it. Sivkotten Ches. You don't have a Morgan Avram, open a regular Mishnah Berurah, you'll be able to see it also, basically. Reish Ayin Vav. It's Sif Beis. Sif Beis and Ramo. Reish Ayin Vav, Sif Beis and Ramo. Let's take a look quickly. Reish Ayin Vav, Sif Beis and Ramo. This is in page 112 of the Mishnah Berurah. It goes in the Bala Iter Shita, Rabosa. The Bala Iter. We spoke about Bala Iter on a Friday. What does he owe? You can tell a guy to do a Doraisa, the Mokka Mitzvah. The Bala Iter. What does Ramos say? Nogu Rabin Lahokal, the Vidava, the Tavas, the Goyla, Hadak Meres, the Sorak Suda, Befrat, the Suda, Chasna, Mila. Says the Mokka Avroma, the Ramos, a very, very power of a critique. Pretty parva. Not so, what does he say? Ein mocha biyodom. V'yesh lahach v'mokam shem. So, God, the rova poskim cholkam asvarazu. Fine. So, here's the Makamza Mogan Avram. You can catch a glimpse of it. A glimpse of it here in the Mishnah Berurah. On the very bottom of the previous. I'm going to go over. With Livno space, I can ask a guy. Can I ask a guy to build a shul on Shabbos? The mitzvah to build a shul. The Magen Avraham said it's asur. Kotzav the Magen Avraham, the asur. I feel the dasa iter. It's sifkot ches. The davka shagufo nenem imenu. Avolom alakam sheivne base. I can ask it's asur. V'chein mashma v'Shabbos kuf yudalam adveis. Lo itiru shvus rechoka. This is the one. You're not going to daven in the shul on that day. You're not going to have a shul on that day. Lo itiru shvus rechoka. That's what he says. So that's what Eitan says. We should have tied it in the California lawsuit that you can't be matter shvus to shvus to mokka mitzvah because it's only a Shavuot Recholka, it's a Motzei Shabbos. Not for that day. You have to get our lawyers and see what they said there in the Kallah of the day, because they cited Magen Abraham, 276-8. Maybe it's there, I don't know. I wasn't involved. I wasn't there. So, I want to tell you something, Rabbi Osai. The Noda Behuda Tinyana, Simon Mem Dalid, we have here in Beis Medrash, says based on the Magen Avraham, that the same thing applies to what we call a Shvus to Shvus B'Magen Mitzvah. Remember, the Magen Avraham is talking about a Shvus B'Magen Mitzvah called an Iter. And the Noda Behuda assumes the same thing applies to a Shvus to Shvus the Dan. But one thing I couldn't understand there in that Noda Behuda. He says in that Shuvah that from Friday to Shabbos is us. Do a mitzvah, tell the goy to do it. Is it there abundant on Friday Yontif? For Shabbos is us. It's called the Shvus Recholka. I don't read it that way. Because if you look in the, that's why I started on Friday, the very end of the Shia, I had to look wait till Sunday. I was smart. That's now we get a little bit more of a Yishev Adas. What does it say there in Kuf Yudal and Amidbeis? Talk about blowing shofar. Blowing shofar is Issa Derabbanan. So the Gemara says over there, Yontef Shechalios Erev Shabbos, Token Velo Mavdilin, Motzi Shabbos Mavdilin Velo Token. Ramai Litka Ki Hechid Leda Tishar B'Shechita Lialta. Al machvarta kid Rav Yosef. What did Yosef say? Shus krova, shus rechoka. It's the first wide line in Rashi. You look on the very wide line. Kuf Yudal Amud Beis. Below token. Mibod yom lahavdil lahavdil tayotze chomer vayom lo'asu shem malacha. Vamai sakadaydach dochin shvus lahavdil tzorob dover karov yitka mishecha sheikha leida at the shari b'shchita li'alter. Let's do a tkiya shofar on Shabbos to be matir shchita on Motzi Shabbos. No, we don't do it. See, shvus rechoka lo itiru. Because you're doing a shvus on Shabbos now for later. So wait a second. So how do you blow the shofar on Friday for Shabbos? That's your latter do. Gevalt. That's Friday for Shabbos. The parent that's not called the Shvus Rechok. Elamai will tell me that's different. There you're blowing shofar on Friday to have Tosefet Shabbos on Friday. So that's it's considered for today. It's not considered to be for tomorrow. Because you have Tosefet Shabbos. If that's the case, then the Noda Behuda's case should be the same thing. What's the Noda Behuda's case? Can you tell a guy to do a derabana for an Eruv on Friday, the Tzorach Shabbos? The Noda Shabbos. If you'll say that till Shabbos Shabbos is considered part of Friday, so in that case as well, you fix the Eruv on for Shabbos, it'll help you out for the Tosefet Shabbos. The kids, as an aside, you look at Noda Behuda Tinyana Mem Dalet, I'm perplexed about that one point. I thought from Friday to Shabbos should be considered Krov, not Rechok. But I'll call Potter. That's not our main topic. The Magen Avraham says from Shabbos to Motzei Shabbos is the Shus Rechoka Lo Hitiru. I want to say again to Noda Behuda to be mastic the $1 million cater on this Likud. It would only be a Shus to Shus. Let me explain to you why. The Magen Avraham is going according to the Balaitu, Rabbi Osai. The Balaitu is a Chiddush Nifla that the mitzvah is doche and Yisra Gomer, Muchlot. There's no question, Amir Lenoch Yishvus. You want to be doche and Yisra Gomer with the Rabbanon. So you want to say, Lo Amidu Devrayim B'Mokam Mitzvah, the Mitzvah. It's only Mitzvah Sayom, the Mitzvah that day. But La Halacha, we reject the Yitr, and we're only Matan Shvus to Shvus B'Mokam Mitzvah. That's a whole different Lamdus. That's my Lamdus from before. What's my Lamdus? Shvus to Shvus is mutter even without a mitzvah. If you could, because it's sake of the abundant of the kula. And the only reason you need Malka Mitzvah is why, Rabbi Osai? Why? To get rid of a Dabar Dover. Chefte Shemayim Mutarim. If that's the case, tomorrow's Mitzvah is good enough. One more time. To get rid of a Dabar Dover, which is the only thing that stands in our way in Shavuos to Shavuos, tomorrow's Mitzvah is also Chefte Shemayim, as we saw in the beginning of Shin Zayin. It's talking about tomorrow's Mitzvah. Heter is different. Either talking about the Zedvana Yisr of Amil Nachri, of Amil Nachri Shavuos, whatever, Shlichos, Shema Yom, whatever you want to call it. You need a Mitzvah Hayom to be Docha that Yisr. That's the only today's Mitzvah. That's what I wanted to suggest. And what proves that I'm right, we spoke about it on Friday. Shin Zayin said failure. I'm going to go up on a tree to get a shofar. On Shabbos, get a shofar. The shofar is obviously for tomorrow. There's a problem. There is a Taz, Tof Resh Nun Hey. You can't bring a lulav on Shabbos to Sunday. That's what the Key Vegas kasha. Over there, Tof Resh Nun Hey. He asks that kasha. So I saw the Melochim Om Nayich, page Kuf Nun Beis, trying to give a teretz, that shofar is a mitzvah of the rabbim, because one person will shofar for the whole community. And the lulav is a mitzvah of the yochid. Everyone takes his own lulav. A very shver of art. Mitzvah the Rabbim? Nah. We possibly even can make a lot of Doraisa Mitzvah the Rabbim. So that's in the Mishnah Brewery, Reisha and Rav Sivkot and Chof Hei. It says, Mutta Loma Lagoda Takan as a Erev, Shinaskalkal Bishabbos, Kishlo Yavo, Rabbim Lede Mikhsho. Tell about the Hitler, this book of the Hat and the Shabbos, and Shwus the Mila Nachim, I feel like a Doraisa, but Moka Mitzvah the Rabbim. Mitzvah the Rabbim. It doesn't say Mikhsho, I could have told you, Mikhsho the Rabbim. It says Mitzvah the Rabbim. So it's a chiddush, that's what it says. By the way, I can't find, I don't know who Mem Mem is. Chayot HaMashem HaMem Mem. Huh? Hey, I don't know. But I looked up the Chayotim, quote the Tosef Shabbos, and then same with the Mem Mem. So I looked up the Tosef Shabbos, I couldn't find it. So if you do me a favor, you find the Tosef Shabbos, find who the Mem Mem is. I thought it was the Bhagavad Mishnah, I thought Mem Mem. But it's just Chuvus Mem Mem. Who's Chuvus Mem Mem? I think it's a Chuvus Mem Mem in the Chayotim. That's not Chuvus Sefer. I think it's a Chuvus Mem. I'm not making a mistake. Okay, those who want to follow the Chayotim, if you can find it, let me know where it is. I haven't found it yet. In any event, that's what I had to say about this very interesting Shaila. Any questions? Okay. We now, the Siyata Deshmaya, we'll discuss a real live case that happened yesterday. In this camp, we don't just stop coincidentally, we're learning things and everything is a halacha l'maisa mamash. Maisa shahoya kachoya. A young man drove up on Friday in a very nice vehicle. I haven't seen it. There's some people who were in the vehicle. A nice vehicle. Beautiful. Gorgeous. Drove up, sir. And it was late before Shabbos, and he had a shave. Come to Shabbos Kodesh. But you can fit in the bunk. No problem. Go to the car, take down the mirror. Every car's a mirror in the passenger seat. Shave. Come to Shabbos Kodesh. And go back. Kvaldik, terrific. Comes Shabbos morning, comes to the young man. Someone told him that the mirror is down. It's a big deal. Who cares? The mirror is down. What else goes on when the mirror is down? A light. And what happens? That little teeny, teeny light on for 24 hours. Woo! Goodbye, battery. That was a shadow. So first of all, in the Sefer Melochim Om Nayich, let's go start from the very beginning, where the shaila is found, page Kuf Mem Tes. He wanted to be matir based on Shvus to Shvus b'mokam hefsim. I guess it's a kibui, is a derabonon, it's a chiddush, but Hashem is shvichu l'gufa. Okay, b'mokam hefsim. He pilpels. He doesn't really say it down the line there. He's a whole. What's called a hefsim? It's called a hefsim. What's the big deal? You have to Shabbos. You jump the battery, so. Do you jump it? Do you find it? Do you do it? He doesn't come up with a firm answer there, but he talks about the shaila. Rav Zilberstein Shalita. He wants to know, is this considered a big hefsed? He doesn't give a definitive answer. I think that's the one of the other Svarim, though, who says it's mutter. Sorry if I'm not safe. If I'm not mistaken, one of the modern Svarim says, I don't remember anymore who said it, that if you have the lights on in your car, you can have a guy turn it off because it's shvus to shvus, b'mokom hefsed. Again, I don't remember who said it. All right, that's a possible heter. I don't remember where I saw it, but somewhere I think maybe that's where I saw it, but I have a different svara. And I want to discuss a be'ir with you. It's the first, thanks to Mr. Farmer of Numar Makarma Sheets, the first topic in the new sheet. Very, very important topic. Those that haven't seen it yet, no problem. Just open a Mishnah Berurah. You'll see it. Mishnah Berurah. In a number of different places, the Mishnah Berurah discusses the topic of what we call psik resha. What's a psik resha? We all know, if I do A, and A inevitably leads to B, that's called a psik resha. We spoke about it already more than once during the summer. It always comes up in Uncle Shabbos. What's the name of Amir Lenochi with psik resha? Let me first tell you a Maramokum, which is not on the Maramokum, just to give you a little background. Resh, Ayin, Zayin, Sivkot, and Tezvah, the Mishnah Berurah. What does it say? Reishai and Zion talks about the problem of moving a tray which has a candle on it. So the Ramorites do it to a goy. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's permissible. Because even though it may cause some kind of a kibui or havara when it moves, not a problem. The B'mokam Shem B'skaven and Shari Dei Yehudi Afilu P'sik Reishah. Here we go. Very interesting case. It's you're allowed to tell the goy to do action A, which will lead to action to Issa B. What's action A? Please take the tray with the candle and move it over. It's going to inevitably lead to some kind of kibir or havara. Mutter anyway. Furusha Mishnah Berurah and Simin Reish Ayin Zayin Siv Kotten Tes Vov. What's the source? Mogan Avraham. Mogan Avraham. Already talking high. Mogan Avraham. Where'd he get it from? Where'd he get it from? Sivkot and Zion. Afilu b'shal shem and shorek and moshakosu sof simen reish nun gimel. The psik reish is shorek are they akum. Are you so gaza? Psik reish through a goy is mut. What in reish nun gimel Mogan Avraham sivkot and mem aleph? So let's take a look and see what it says over there. We don't have, not everyone has a Mogan Avraham, but everyone has a Mishnah Berurah. Okay, let's turn to Mishnah Berurah. Resh Nun Gimel. Sivkotten Sadi Tes. I guess you can see two Mishnah Berurahs. Each one is a bigger Kiddush than the next. You should pass me the Aleph, if you don't mind. Sorry. Sadi Tes, I believe it is. I don't have a copy of the Maamar Thomas. Sadi Tess, was that it? Yeah? Sadi Tess. We'll see the Ramon, unbelievable Ramon. A real interesting situation. L'chei no'agin, sha'enam Yehudim motziim akaderas minat tanurim, the Ramon says. Shemat minim bohem, u'moshivin osun etzel tanur beis achorav o'olav, u'mav eres ha'shivcha chakach ha'tanur ahu, v'aydezeh akaderas chozim minir tochim. What happened over here? You have a goy or goya put on what we'll call today the central heating. How do you allow that? I'm Yulin Akri, Gval. How do you do that? That's okay. The Mishnah Berurah writes inside the test, that's okay. Why? Brackets. Takol cholam heim eitzel atzina. Everyone's considered sick when it comes to the cold. It's true. It gets cold, you get sick. So you're allowed to have a goy put on the central heating in the freezing day in the winter, and the heating got broken. You can have the guy put on the the central heating. Muta. They did. Muta. But we love Shalom so much. Ooh, wah. So what do we do? The COVID Shabbos Kodesh. A shtikala. What do? Before the guy puts on the main tanner, the tanner base achorot, to make everybody warm in a freezing cold room, and Europe was freezing, what do they do? Have a little extra. Take the cholent, and wherever it's somewhere else, which is not as hot, you want really piping hot cholent on Shabbos, what do? Aha! You put the cholent on top of that oven. Mwah! And the goyah comes in to put on the heat. For what purpose? To heat the house. And lo and behold, on top of the oven, is this bowl there? Is this pot there? Hot cholent. What an amazing thing. Says the Magen Avraham, how's that possible? You can't tell a goy to do a d'oraisa to heat up cholent. Says the Mishnah Berura. Let me read the lashon of the Mishnah Berura tzadi tes again. Masha maska chachas ataner. Iker kavanoso eino elo lachanam beisachor of the shari, because we're all sick. V'lo lachanam beisatavshel. A second place, we already see it. Two places. We had a Reisha and Zion, Mishnah Berura Tezvav. Now we have a Reisha and Gimel, Mishnah Berura, what? Sadi Tes. A cloud. It already became a cloud. A cloud. Is there a third place? Yep. There's a third place. What was that? Rational Gimel Sifkat. What else? Nun what? Nun Aleph. Look again. A third place. Same Yisod. What happened over there? The last line of Mishnah Berura, page 42. Avol Gecholim Munochim Masadav Akadera Also the Yisrael Asira Mishum Shaydeinu Tilosa Bevada Yechata Begecholim V'yosur. That is a maver at tachtonos and mechaber al yonos. Avshem miskabel is a sikreishu. Afilu are they goyish machmirim. Ein mogen avram. Nired the tzorech shabbat yeshtitzvach al dasa mekilim are they goy. Why? For the same reason. It's a sikreishu b'amil anachri. We have three cases now. One in Reish Ayin Zayin and two in Reish Nun Gimel. Can you argue? Three Mishnah Berurahs. Three. Well, there's a sefer by Rav Binyamin Zilber called the Bris Olam. Beautiful sefer. He asks it. He knocks every raya out. There's Reishayin, Zayin, there's a psik Reisha Delo Nicholai. You don't really want the oil to go back and forth, the candles to get bigger or smaller. You don't want that. I raised them Gimel, it's Nichle with a capital Nun, to have the hot cholent. Well, he says, we'll have a tziruv of a different svara. What's that? The svara is quoted by the Kalkelis HaShabbos in this context. The Rajpa. The incredible Rajpa that we spoke about, I think 2 years ago. I think so. So some of you may have forgotten it. Open the Ran. The Ran quotes the Rajpa. It's an interesting Rajpa, unbelievable Rajpa. Rajva should be found, if I'm not mistaken, in the 13th Perek, I think. Page Lamed Chesem and Aleph. An amazing Rajva. The Ran quotes with the second wide line. V'Rajva Zal Kosev L'Shon Hazeh. U'Rishami Nirash Eitiru Lino V'Tchila Beso V'Lishmer Beso. Utsvisha besocho, the kevin should tsarach lishma beso, afa pisha de ka, nitso that svi memela, mutter, uvilvach la yiskave, lishma es at svi, bilvad. Whoa! I would call that, you know, if I use the merit, you know, it's only chil shabbos derech agav. Your main intention is to close the door so that the goyim shouldn't steal your CD. And if you also want to trap a deer, no. says the Ran about this Rashba, I completely plim. Vorm tmuum beinai harbe. Hey, efsha shafilu, the line ends with the word shafilu. Shafilu bimiskavin, the line, bimiskavin, lino bado varatzvi, ye mutter, v'chimipnei shu tzorach lino beso, natilo las malocha b'shabes. What? Says the Bris Olam, well, something similar exists over here in Reish Nun Gimel, Sifei, and the Ramah. What's that? You're putting on the goy is lighting the furnace to heat the house, just permissible. Because everyone's a chol, it's Latina. I got that. He can heat up the chol. So the Kalkelas HaShabbos already says that svar. So what the Bris Olam is doing is chipping away. Reish Ayin Zayin is Lo Nichole. Reish Nun Gimel Hey is the Rashba. And Reish Nun Gimel Aleph, which just came from, that Goro Lo Nichole. And he even calls the Sharatzion. Not bad. He has me here. The Sharatzion Nun the Mem Gimel on page Chav Beis, the first line, says the Be'emes Halahu Praksik Reish of the Lo Nichole. He said, look, even quote him Sigration Lo Nichole. Nope. He found another place. In Reish Nun Tes, Sharatzion Tezayin. He did his homework. Reish Nun Tes, Sharatzion Tezayin. There, what happened? Again, a similar case in Reish Nun Tes Zion. Says the Mishnah Berurah Chaf Aleph. They stroll us list them the Machabe Gecholim. Have a piece of the Meskav and the Kach Mishum Psik Reisha. Us Mishum Psik Reisha. Have the Mule Lagoy look up in a Kuli Hai. Kemoshe Kasafi. Sov Sim in Reish Nun Gimel. So he writes in Tes Zion. After Psik Reish Belo Nichole. Da 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 da. The problem with the Bris Olam is they keep going back to Reish Nun Gimel. So Reish Nun Gimel. The Magen Rambam said it twice. In Reish Ayin Zayin he said it. Here in Reish Nun Tes he said it. In both those cases, they make reference to Sof, Simon, Reish Nun Gimel, where it's a Nichle with a capital Nun. You tell me you have a Rashba on your side. Hey, the Rashba is a Pella. I'm not sure the Rashba even applies over here given the rules that we gave. We limited the Rashba 2 years ago. Seder's different. Seder's, I'm here and it's there. And then I don't think it's going to apply to a case where they pat directly on the oven. I don't know, whatever it is. But the mere fact that the Ran makes the multi, to give the pun, he makes a chult out of the whole thing. He mixes in Reish Ayin Tes with Reish Ayin Zayin, Reish Nun Tes, and Reish Ayin Zayin, and Reish Nun Gimel at the end, shows nothing to do with the Reish Lo Nichole, because it's not Lo Nichole over there. I therefore still want to hold the Sheet of Rova Poskim that Amir Lenachvi is Mutter. The question is why? Why in heaven's name should this be? So in the original source, it's a Truma Sadeshin in two places, Samar Dalar and Samar Vav. Okay? So let's take a look. Truma Sadeshin, I think, is Samar Dalar and Samar Vav, I believe. So, the Mogan Avram, now I need a plain, regular, old-fashioned Shulchan Aruch, since this is the bottom. Right. Open up, where am I going to find this? 1 minute, maybe it's here. The original source of the Truma Sadeshin is found in the plain Mishnah Berurah, in Simon Shin Yud Dalet Sif Aleph. We mentioned this once before. Not long ago. Shin Yud Dalet Sif Aleph. What's there? The Mishnah Berurah Yud gets right to the quick. Mishnah Berurah Yud. Everyone open up Mishnah Berurah Yud. Shin Yud Dalet Sif Aleph. He tells you what's going on. Shin Yud Dalet Aleph and the Mishnah Berurah Yud. Bo Take a look over here in the Sharetz Yud. He tells you the source. Truma Sadeshin, the Beis Yosef. The Truma Sadeshin is matir. Amira lenochi with psikresha l'shitaso. He's matir all the rabbonos in psikresha. And the Mogen Avraham goes to town here in Sifkotan. Hey. To reject the Truma Sadesh. He rejects it. Simul Reish Nun Gimel we're Mekel. That's different. That's Amira Lenachri we're more Mekel. That's the Mogen Avraham Reish Nun Gimel Sifkot Mem Aleph. He's bothered since he spent so much time slugging up the Trumas Adeshen. So what's happening over here in Mem Aleph? Look in Simon Shin Yudalat Sol Sifal Mashikosafti. There he wrote that Psik Resha by the Rabbi Stam the Rabbonon is Osir. Didn't come out right. There he says, no, that's correct. Psik Resha by Stam the Rabbonon is Osir. But by Amira Lenachri Psik Resha, they were make. That's what he says in Sifkot and Amal from Resha and Gimel. He makes a reference to what he says in Shin Yudalit, end of Sifkot and Hay. Ad Kan, the Mogen Avraham. Okay, that's what he says. Now, why? Why? Why should it be so? Why is Amira Lenachri more kal than other Rabbonim? So we can go back to what we said before. Other than Rabbanus, we can say, is a shtickle ikra d'oraisa. What do you mean a shtickle? Like, extending the term. There's hotzah d'oraisa and hotzah d'Rabbanus. So we're going to ask the psik resha you by hotzah d'Rabbanus. Because it at least has a title of hotzah. But a mule and okri is a whole new category. A whole new category. There's no real ikra d'oraisa over there. That's why I understand the distinction of the Mogen Avraham. That's what he says. However, Lafi Aniyas Daiti, the real reason that we're Mekel, that Psik Resha, is a totally different one. It's based on Hagos Maimini, that I guess I think is the first of the line in the Maram Karmis. Hagos Maimini, Perek Vav Wat, Os Mem. Is that what it said? Chof, excuse me. I'll read it to you. Perek Vav Os Chof. Look what he says. B'kutrus Rav Mikravil, Mashanu Omrim Lenachri Lahotzi Achamim and Agacholim B'Shabbos. Look what he says. Ein Omrim Lo Lechabos V'lo Lahavir V'il Yisura Kavit. A Meir Dikasvar, one half a line. A Meir Dikasvar, he said over here. Amir Lenachri, I tell him to do what's awesome. I don't tell him to do what's awesome. What I tell him to do? I tell him to do something which is mutter. I tell the guy, open the refrigerator. What do I tell the guy? Because I forgot to unscrew the light. I tell him to unscrew the light, to put the light on. I told the guy, Mr. Jones, please open the refrigerator. Did I say the word malacha? No. Is he my shliach on that? Is he my shliach on opening the light? No. I just told him to open the refrigerator. The light went on by itself. That's amazing. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa is very active with this kula. A, to open the refrigerator. B, you can tell the guy to put on the hot water on Shabbos. What's the issue? When I have cold water is going to come in, that's only a psik resha. Look in Perek Lamed Aleph, the very beginning of the Shmir Shabbos, he has these kulas. There's a problem, Rabbi Osai. And I really don't know the answer to this question. I don't know the answer. Someone asked it? Oh, that's about it. I couldn't find out the river before. I need out the river. Who asked Shulchan Aruch Harav? I couldn't find it on the shelf, and I couldn't find it anywhere. I just couldn't find it. Well, they didn't put next to Aleph, Gimel, and Dalet. They put it in the wrong place. Okay. Out the Rebbe is exactly this word. Thank you very much. Out the Rebbe. You can find it. It's found in the back of the English sanctity of Shabbos. Where's Out the Rebbe? The Reish Nun Gimel. Here we go. Kuntres Achron Yud. Whoa. The Reish Nun Gimel? What? Second word is Sigresha. Sigresha and Gimel Yud. Wait a second, how come I couldn't find it? Ah, 1 second. 1 minute. Ah. It's Resha and Gimel Yud in the, not in the Kutra Zachar, in the plain Yud. This is back by the Sif Aleph case. He Mutlam Lagoya Litla. Avsha Koldovasha Osala Soso Bishavas Osalam Lagoya Soso Mikomako. He quotes Ahagot Maimini. Oh, Baruch Hashem. And look how he phrases it. Kan sha'yisu nasa me'elo v'lo miskave v'yistro ena omolo klala soso el shokho lasa stava ha'mutter im ken avsha me'elo v'nasa ha'yisu harilo nasa b'shlichus ha'yisroel sha'yisro lo tzivo ha'kocha v'agoyen ha'muzo klal ala Shabbos el shokho lasa stava ha'mutter beautifully. The Rebbe of the Azamin Balmazbir Lubavitcher Rebbe, he's masmer so beautifully. I like that one where it is, so I'm going to find another one. The Valdeke okay. Hesber. So I have a question. What happens if the Yisrael is Mechavin the Yisrael as well? The Kalkelas HaShabbos is Matarit. With the Rashba. Yes. If you just give me right there the Mishnah, I'll read it to you. The Kalkelas HaShabbos is Matarit. Thank you. There we go. Here's our case. Sigresha the Vadi is Khanama Machala is Al Kolponim Iker Kavanoso Kshahisi Koyolachame Mabayas. Frek to the Kash. Afal Pisha Miskaven over Kakovim Namilokam Hatapshava Mayim. The Tazias discussion. It doesn't move from the spot discussion. The Tazif Kotnit Chesis. What are you talking about? The guy knows. You think he didn't see the Cholent Pot? He put the Cholent Pot there a minute before. The same guy. The same guy, Tom Jones, put the chilling pot on top of the stove. Okay, Jones, light the stove. Well, he has no, this does know it's there. He put it there a minute ago. Vayna shalala. Nearly the Rashba we just saw. Miskavin gamla head there. I feel it's a miskavin gamla psikresha. It's either miskavin, it's mutter. A, we don't pass like the Rashba. B, I don't know if the Rashba applies him in this case. And C, it doesn't sound like that from the expression of the pulse. They haven't heard of the Rashba. Before him, no one put in the Rashba in this case. So sure enough, in the back, there's a name called Teferis Yaakov. He always argues on the Teferis Yisrael. The name implies. Teferis Yisrael is Teferis Yaakov. He's massing on this. The Teferis Yaakov says that the Teferis Yisrael. Oh, here we go. There we go. Rashba. No, he says. Look what he says, Lambdas. Ha di osa psikreshu mishum das lina basa maisa. Below basa machshava. Aftu ena machava la maisa yisr. Mashenken ay de goy. Ha maisa ena asura betzem. Lova kachov ena muzer. Raka yisru mishum machshu de maisa mochiach al machshava shon Yisrael. Do nichol ebe maisa shalo merzik ishlucho. Vezeh hechek sha maisa kulo osur. Mas enken hege de psiche bei gamke in meise heter you can ein och kan och och al meise isur de hayisrasha or is a miskav to get an impression here Rabbi Osai that's how I get the impression from the Teferis Yaakov and others that we keep talking about a heter by mirul nochi vipsikration that is a misnomer. The Tadesh Sakasha here in Reishman and Gimel Sivkot and Yitches. What kind of, this is worse than a psikration. This is a case where he's considered Mechav and Mamish. My answer would be, it's Takanat Psegresh. We'll call them a scavenger. But it doesn't matter. Because the gachelas boeres, she's the nose in a koach la gaz, she betok nera fluorescent shetoyer. Nimbus is a gamad locus neres a fluorescent to is the Torah. And he puts the parentheses. Af, she ain't bene other nene bepol be meshorin me also, or dak ben adak, she did lekas be tzavas a ner, ava mikomakom nechshevas locha tzvila lebufa, she's a mafulis a ner, she toti or. I was wondering, this little dak menadak that people don't even know about, is that Amir Lenochi straight? Or should that be the equivalent of Amir Lenochi Psegresha? Not quite the same as Psegresha. Psegresha, I say, do this, and the secondary result happens something else. Here, it's not a secondary result, it's a precondition with the same source apply. So, that's my thought question. Stop here. Tomorrow we'll finish up the sugya of Segresha and start the next sugya of Tosefa Shabbos with respect to Amir Lenochi. You only accept it when you have a other tzira. Either it's Segresha to Lo Nichole, or it's Segresha in the Rabbono. You have the Raj of Shita. What's this Rajba Shita? The Rajba said it. What's going on over here? That's his kasha. So my answer would be, it's Takanadam Sigrid. We'll call them a skavim. But it doesn't matter. Because the Iker Kavana is to heat up the house. And the chon is only, with all due respect, secondary. So what? That's what the Pharisee Yaakov says. What he calls it segregation means that Amir Lenachli is to telling a guy to do something which is awesome. Here, since the Iker is the heat of the house, and the chon is only considered secondary, it's permissible. And I repeat again, it's not necessarily a segregation, a Hilchos segregation. It might even be called a miskavim, but it's only a secondary miskavim. And when it comes to secondary miskavim, it's a part of the Alter Rebbe's Lashon, that will attribute the tzivui, the shlichus, to the major kavana, and not to the minor kavana. That's how I understand the combination of the Alter Rebbe with the Tiferes Yaakov to answer the Taz's kasha. Yes. Oh, that's my problem. So what I said before, that to tell the guy to close the mirror in the car is permissible. Not so poshut. If you're learning with the simple question of psikration, I think it is a psikration. You tell him to do this, and the result is that. But what's the Iker Kavana? Did the Baal HaKar care if the mirror was open or closed? Irrelevant totally. He only had one Kavana. And the one Kavana is what? The one Kavana is to turn the light off. So it could be there's no heter psikration. We do with Mutter and Alts the Melachim Omnayach, Shus Melachim Hefsin. But is a heter of segregation apply in this case? Not so poshut. Now I want to end with a thought question. I'm not finished with this. Tomorrow I have to finish up. But I want a thought question. Everyone sees any fluorescent lights? Let's say I forgot to put them on or they went out. Can I tell the guy to put it on Shabbos? So that you should know that the fluorescent, the gas, the light of this is not a fire. It's just a gas. I got these various gases that emit light. There's no, it's not a filament like an incandescent light. So Sadrach the Rabbanah, Shuvus to Shuvus B'Malka Mitzvah. So I saw in the Sefer called the Nishmat Shabbos. The Nishmat Shabbos. Simen Mem Zayin. He asks it even the Mokka Mitzvah. Why? Because he's a scientist. He comes from Williamsburg. He's a big scientist. He writes, Ani badakti v'neres ha-fluorescent v'nolchachti l'das against the mumchim. He calls mumchim. They're all wrong as mumchim. Shekol aminim, 8 foot, 4 foot, fix me on old people. Yesh nem b'ktsovos ha-ner ner kotn sh'yesh b'chut dak min adak. Shebishas had lakosa mislahevis the gachelas boeres. She's the nose in a koach la gaz. Shebetok nera fluorescent shetoyer. Nimbus a gamad lakos nera the fluorescent of Issa Torah. And he puts the parentheses. Af shein bnei adam nena bepol bnei shorin me osa or dak ben adak she did lekas b'ktsavas aner. Aber mikol makom nechshavas lakos tzvira legufa she's a mafras aner she totiyor. I was wondering, this little dak min adak that people don't even know about, is that Amir Lenokhi straight? Or should that be the equivalent of Amir Lenokhi psikration? Not quite the same as the psikration. Psikration, I say, do this, and as a secondary result, happens something else. Here, it's not a secondary result, it's a precondition with the same source apply. So that's my thought question. We'll stop here. Tomorrow we'll finish up the sugya of Sigresha. And so the next sugya of Tosefa Shabbos with respect to Amir Lenach. We only accept it when you have have another tzivah. Either it's a psik resha below nichole, or it's a psik resha in the end of the rabbon, or you have the rash b'shita. What's this rash b'shita? The rash b'shita said that you close a door because you want to preserve your valuables. And you also have in mind to trap a deer that's mutter. The Ran says, how can that be? It's impossible. But the Rashba said it. And the Kalkelas HaShabbos says that although the Rashba is somewhat difficult, and he goes to quite a defense of the Rashba, a vigorous defense. She does a Rashba. He wants to know. It's against the Gemara. The Gemara says, we had it back on Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph. A person could be Gorer, Mita, Kisev, etc. Well, actually, it's Gavon Lassus Karitz. Why not? I have Kavana to pull it from place to place. Or mochik sus mochik gedarka. Or vavashli eskaven. But the chabacham neacham rishav neacham. Why not? I have another intention to sell my wares. So the kalkela says has a dakas to kachila to defend the Rashba. And he says that's different. Why is it different? Because they already have two separate and distinct actions that happen to coincide. I have an action of selling my wares, of, you know, I should say demonstrating my wares, my clothing that I want to sell. And I also have protecting myself from the elements, and they happen to coincide. Then, if you have kavana for the prohibited activity, it's not allowed. To give you his lashon, hanu kula shani the hetter vayisra and beis minei pulos. The fichach be the miskaver and the pulos are yisra osim. Mash enkin be noel lishmar abayis the miskaver nami linol bevara tzvi. The shmira achas all of the kan of the kan. Wow. One closing of the door, we don't view it as two different things. I'm locking in my valuables and I'm locking in a deer. No, I'm just it's one act of closing the door. That's it. It's a little bit delicate. That's what he says. So here too. He says, in the case, what happened over here? Let's go back to the end of Reish Nun Gimel. The guy is putting on the furnace because it's freezing. And Hakol Kol Metz Latina, that's permissible. Kol Tzorka Kol Nasra Deyakov. Once he's doing it, we'll throw a little chol on the top. So he says, that's one action. It's one action of lighting a fire. It puts on the central heating to keep the house warm, the base of Chorach, and it also heats up the chol. It's one action, it's like the Rajma. I, we don't pass like the Rajma. Okay. Are they going? We rely on the Rajma. This reminds me of what we spoke about a while ago. Whenever the machlokas are poskim, it's not completely resolved, we have a right to rely upon the Deha Mekila with respect to Abiyod Enoch. That's how I answer the Kalkelas HaShabbos. It's a much more clear answer. He has a Rashba. He defends the Rashba. And this is with respect to the Goy, rely on the Rashba. Like we have with respect to the Goy in Shin Yudalit, whenever the machlokas are posachas. So the Machaber says, today as we rely on the Goy to do the Goy relies on the Mekila. Okay. The Tiferes Yaakov is a totally different. He has a Lamda Shavar, which I think is close to the Alter Rebbe. Tiferes Yaakov, I'll read his lesson one more time. Tiferes Yaakov says, no. Hod osip segresha mishum daslina basa maise fula basa machshava af duwena meskaiva la maise ha'iser. He wants a dover which is mutter, but after all, since hey on every leads to be, we have to follow the maise. But the goy, there is no mice. Goy is not muzer. So what's the yisur? Shem da ha-maisa mochiach ha-machshavto shel Yisrael del nichole b'maisa shalom merzik ishlucho. So in other words, machshava is an indispensable ingredient of any yisur v'amil enochli. So when is that? When the mice is kulo asur. But if psicha be'gam kei maisa heter, listen carefully to read the last part I discussed with Yigal before. Im kein, Ain kan ochocha al maisa yisur da yisrael and a mechavin rak al heta shaba. The main kan lo maisa lo machshava. You have to read that all in one. I read it differently yesterday. You guys are correct. You have to read it as one. So as long as it's not absolutely clear that the yisrael is mechavin to the dvar yisur, you're going to be okay. And I repeat again, it's not absolutely clear that the yisrael is mechavin to the Yisr. I read again. Ain kan ochocha al maisa Yisr da Yisrael and mechaber rak al hetter Shabbat. Doesn't mean that he is. In reality, he's mechaber to the Yisr Shabbat too. We all know that. That's the Taz's kasha. But it's not obvious. Not complete. Pretty obvious to me. He told the guy to put the chont on, and then he told him to light the fire. But take each step separately. It's not completely obvious in that acting of lighting of the Tana per se. And that's what he said. I think it's exactly out the Rebbe, more or less. The Kitatzara Shabbos Shabbam, both the Kalkelas of Shabbos and the Tiferes Yaakov, they're not saying like a Trumas Hadeshin that they have their Sikresha as such. Therefore, even in the case of the Tanur, which may be worse than a Sikresha, the Taz asks, it's a Mechavin Mamish. It doesn't matter, because it's not obvious he's a Mechavin Mamish. We can attribute it to some other Kavanim. So the Kalkelas goes with the Miraj Meshita, and the Tiferes goes with just a little bit of a different wrinkle. But they're both not the Mogan, not the standard Trumas Hadesh and Mogan Avraham. That's clear. That's clear. They're both are somewhat different. Okay. This being the case, Rabbi Osai, this being the case, take a look at that same Mishnah Brura, which fits it very nicely. In Simon Reishnon Gimel, Sukkotan Sadi Tes. That's the case of the central heating furnace when you put in the chont on top. So the Mishnah Brura takes pains to limit it to a case where the oven is what we call a central heating oven. It's heating up the whole house. It's Tana Beis HaKoreh. But, he says, look carefully. Why? Because clearly, kavanas agoy b'ayesek achakach gamish l'bishul akderis. Because that's how they normally cook during the week. So what is he saying over here? He's saying it's not a psik ratio, it's a medavar mechav and mamish. But whose kavanah does he emphasize? Kavanas agoy. Kavanas agoy. Kavanas agoy is critical. Kavanas agoy. This being the case, I saw in his Gevaldige Sefer Nishma Shabbos. He discusses the following issue. There was a bit of a power outage. What happened? You see, the circuit breaker went off. Circuit breakers is to protect you against all kinds of bad things happening. So the circuit breaker goes off. Meanwhile, the refrigerator is gewalt, and all the food's gonna get spoiled. So can you tell the guy to put on the circuit breaker? I want the refrigerator. That's the question. So the safe and Nishma Shabbos says no. Because if the circuit breaker were miyuchad for the refrigerator, that'd be one thing. But we know it's not so. The circuit breaker is for everything. It's for all the electronic equipment. And if it goes on the lights, the same as it goes on the refrigerator. Can we compare it to this Mishnah Brura? Fascinating question. He wants to say it's awesome. Wow. We had spoken, if you recall, yesterday about the fluorescent light, which is also discussed over here. But before we get back to that, I want to quote one more thing that he has over here, this remarkable safety. And that is, whose das is critical? Is it for the guy's das, or is it the Jew's das? Whose das is really the one that really counts? It's not completely clear here, but let's take a look over here. And here's the Simon Sadi Dalit, I believe it is. We can some of his love. The Masha Kosva Achron Allah Hakol Psikreish Demir Lenachmi Ma'aksha Yisrael Iker Kavanos Tugresha Tu'aseh, I would say Te'aseh, Melacha Zu, Avala Akam Ha'osa B'Pol Ha'Melacha Ena Mechav Alekach. Give an example. Tell the God of the Gorbit to keep the Vesavsel, and the Yisrael wants to make a Chritz. Well, the other way around. But the Goy is Mechav Alekach, the Yisrael is not Mechav Alekach. What does that mean? You tell the guy to put on the hot water, and you want this hot water, and the guy wants the next hot water, he's going to take a shower later on. Two directions. So it's like this. The Magen Avraham says the classical explanation with the true Mitzvah. Therefore, Eino Mut Elev Ofa Shagame Tala Yisrael Atzma Ubegeta Dava Shenem Skavim. Avim Kavona say Yisrael b'shulam malocha pol yotzi mimena av sha'akam ena mechav alakach l'chora yehei osur. I was wondering about the case we discussed with that case that we had over here the case on this Shabbos when the fellow left the mirror open in the car and the light was on, and he told the guy in the kitchen, I don't know how he told him, I wasn't there, it's just he told him straight, please close the mirror. What would it then be? So the guy says, close the mirror. I don't know what the guy is thinking. I don't know what he's thinking. Close the mirror. Doing a favor for this particular individual. But the Yid has in mind to turn off the light. He couldn't care less about the mirror. He cares about the light. According to the way he's saying now, according to the Magen Avraham of the Yosser, right? If you go with the Alter Rebbe, the time Shulchan Aruch Harav, Shlo Nasa, Shlucho Rak Al Mashin Estave, this is the Baruch Tams, the same shot. Tilo Ledavid, Eskeret HaShulchan, all these, and then, our Pershim and Shnaiz, they also be a little bit along those lines. The Fiza Lechor Ein Chiluk Dafte Yisrael Mechaiva Lekach Kevin Shena Omer Lola Zos Behedya the Gam Akamena Mechaiva Lekach Mekela Nasa Shlucho Lalkach Meshaper Dami Av Shehudi Mechaiva Lekach. Interesting. So I just wanted to point out from this Sefer Nishma Shabbos. Interesting. So we had a tzir of the Melachim Amnayach, who had to say it's Hefsid, and that's going to drain the battery. The Betzir of Shneim, I think, was grounds to be made on this particular case. Okay. Once we're opening to this Sefer, I want to tell you two more things in this interesting Sefer of Nishma Shabbos. I'm happy what he writes over here. Answering service. I've always come out against answering service. He comes out, Baruch Hashem, against it. Shtak, in Siman Ayin Ches. Certain svaras and magodal up there, they don't add up to me. However, what you can do is have a tape. Tape says, please leave a message. So he has to shout away. I can feel that Samir. You're telling the guy, leave a message. Nah, come on, you know. Please leave a message. This means you wanna buy with me tomorrow. Leave a message. I'm not telling you do it for me. I'm doing it for you. I thought that's correct. They always tell you. You have a business, leave a tape, and that's all. Yes. Oh, excuse me. Okay. Oh, Hashem, kula Torah. Answering service means that you have a store that you operate when you're there. When you're not there, the phone rings, and you hire a guy to pick up the phone and say, hello, this is somebody X. The store is closed, how can I help? That's not allowed, because you're Mamashan, it's Mamashan Rila Nachum. As opposed to a tape, hello, store is closed, please leave a message. That's mutter. The tape is not a goy. Tape is a tape. So there's nothing wrong if the tape goes on. That's what I thought. Simen Ayin Ches. This leads me to the next topic. He talks here about phones in Simen Kuf Lamed. What's the din? If I am in America and I want to call Eretz Yisrael, for me it's Friday in Eretz Yisrael Shabbos, Friday night. Mutar or Asur? He passes here in Siman Kuf Lamed, Mutar. He passes here and sends a fax to Eretz Yisrael. Sends a quote from one of the earlier Svarim. Call the guy. calling a guy in Eretz Yisrael. The guy picked up the phone. So, Gvalt, I'm Yehuda Nachri. The Chora facts is an easy head. Facts, what do you do? He calls some answer facts, and the facts belongs to a Jew. What's Shvisa's Kalim? I don't know. Rabbi Shechtestid has some kind of Chumra by a facts also. I'm not sure exactly what it's based upon. But he thinks it's Mutter of facts, and it's Mutter even if a guy picks up the phone. Who's over the Issa? Who's over the Issa? By me, it's Friday. Zilzul. Okay, that's a different story. If the Issa is what we call Avsha Milsa, that means a Zilzul and Shabbos. So I can be Mizalzul and Shabbos, even though for me it's not Shabbos yet. I'm Mizalzul and Shabbos, and my brothers and sisters in the Holy Land. Okay, that's it. So what if you have a case where there's a fax or a phone just ringing in a guy's house, there's no yid anywhere nearby, of course you rebut that, that's the case, if that's the issue. Or even a fax, if it's in a separate room and it doesn't ring, yeah. That's the possibility. Who uses an operator now? Everything's with computers. There are no more operators. I know what I'm talking about. You ever called Israel recently? Boop, 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 goes right through, there's no operator. It goes on a computer, straight, satellite. So I thought it should be mutter. Why? I thought Amir Lanakri, Nova Dabra Dover, it's Friday by me. Yeah?
What Amir Lanakri is going? Just because I'm speaking to Lanakri,
I can tell the guy to do whatever I want to tell him also. I thought Amir Lanakri Shvus, Mishm Shlichus, it's only if it's Shabbos for me and for him. It's Shabbos for me and Shabbos for him, and I tell him to do something, then there is Shlichus. That's what I thought. What about Pakert? I saw this in the Amir Lanochri book. If it's Shabbos for the Yisrael and Chol for the Goy. Well, I'm not going to tell him anything. But he's doing something for me. The Goy is doing something for me when it's Shabbos for me and it's Chol for him. Mahadin. It's Shabbos for me and it's Chol for a Goy. I'm not calling on Shabbos, Chas V'Sholom. Chas V'Sholom, Chas V'Sholom. I want to do something for me in Eretz Yisrael when it's Motzei Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael and it's Shabbos for me. So I arrange it in advance, I arrange it on Tuesday. Mutter or Rosh? I thought it's also Mutter. Shlichus is only if it's Shabbos for me and Shabbos for him. Shabbos for me, but what he's doing is it's a weekly activity. That's what I thought. Yeah? Oh, in Echanami. If he's buying property for me, it's awesome. If he's just putting on a light for me, in Echanami. It's like Rabbi Kiv Egg. If he buys property for me, it's like I'm sleeping, right? That's what I thought. So in Amir Lanochi book, in Perach Samach Vov, Sifches, he quotes that some say the Mutter based upon the Taz. What's the Taz? The Taz is talking about Tosefah Shabbos. Please listen to our next topic. It goes right into the next topic of Tosefah Shabbos. Let's now analyze this very important topic. We'll begin by opening a Mishnah, Rabbi Ose. A Mishnah that flam the Dalit Amud Aleph. Everyone, please open to the Mishnah. You know this by heart. I'm not kidding. I'm not flattering you. You know it by heart. If you daven the Suk Ashkenaz, I'm a Sfarad. There's no guarantees. You know the Mishnah by heart. What does it say? Safek Hashecha, Safek Enech Hashecha. What? You can't even do this to Rabbanan Dikadinim of Maasrin, Matvilin, Kolshkein. Vizu vein tzorach lo mazu katoni. Nu. What are you going to do? Rashi said it. There's no brayer. But really? Really? There's another Rashi, an earlier Rashi. Rashi says, "Safek Hashecha, Don Ben Hashmoshes, Ein Maasnes Avada, the Tikkun Mayu, Afagav the Shvus Balmu, Kosovar, Gozru Al Shvus Af Al Ben Hashmoshes." That's a machlokes Hatanoim, we have it to Paskin, not that way. Get an impression from Rashi, it's Mishnah Shalok Halacha. The Machlokas, primarily in Erev, in Rebbe, and Rabbanan, with the Gozru, Ala Shvus Ben Hashmoshes. Okay, two very noteworthy Rashis. Let's now take a look on the Hagos Mordechai. Simon Tuf, Samach Vot, page Pei Gimel. In the back. The one-liner. The one-liner. Short, I can't find it. Oh, very good, thank you. Test of the big day yesha. Hadlokas aner, they madlikan aner, it's pirish. Afilo ayadei nochri. Afal pid lahavi el shvus, vahashta vidubi di inoch. Venichanami da hashtain tzorach lomar, tabi zubain tzorach lomazu, as Rashi said. Gvaldik. Gevaldik, beautiful pshat. Beautiful pshat. Gevald Shvusen. Very nice pshat. I go to Mordechai. Very good. Okay. Halacha lemaisa, what's it in? Mutter, is it Asur? Says over here, you're not allowed to do it. You can't build a gedor, put on a light on Ben HaShemashes. So, Tour in Simon Shinman Bay said it's mutter. B'moka mitzvah. And the Beis Yosef in Reish Samach Aleph says that our Mishnah is the goal of going to the Mandam and Ashvus also Ben Ashmashes. We don't pask in that way. Or our Mishnah Shalom B'moka mitzvah. That's the impression you get from the Rambam. The Rambam quotes this Mishnah in Perek Chav Dalet Halacha Yud. He says, called Dvarim Shein Asurim Mishim Shvus Lo Gaz Olam Ben Hashmashu Lo Ba'atzma Shal Yom Hu Shein Isurim Hein Asurim Ava Ben Hashmashu Lo Mutorim Vuhu Sheyiya Sham Dvar Mitzvah O Dochak Only for a Dvar Mitzvah V'chein Ama Yatorud V'nechpaz V'tzorach V'nitzrach O Davashu Mishim Shvus Ben Hashmashu Reza Mutor Otherwise not L'fichach He finishes our Mishnah L'fichach Ein Ma'asmas Avadai Even though it's the Rabbanon because it's not a mokka mitzvah, you don't have to do it, do it some other time. That's Shita Saramba. Some suggest that Drisha, in Reish Samach Aleph, says, there's no machlokes. Hagos Mordechai who asks is no other than a mokka mitzvah. So there is no machlokes. Okay. Based on this, there is a machlokes, no machlokes. It's Shaila. What's the lumpus over here, Rabosai? What's the lumpus? I'll tell you what I think the lumpus is. Why is it mutter for mitzvah only? I go back to my old lumpus as before. Amira l'nachri shvus al shlichus Hashem yaseh b'atzmo. We spoke about it before. On this shvus, they weren't goes at ben hashmoshes. So why is it only mutter for a mitzvah? So we could say again, one of two things: either all the shvusin are only mutter b'makom mitzvah. That's how the Rambam seems to say. Or we could say no. Here in particular, you require makom mitzvah to be matter something else. The v'daber daber. The Dabba Dabba, at least according to some posts, was more than a Shvus. Some posts made the Dabba Dabba even against the Chassam. Sorry, the Pashup Shah, the Dabba Dabba to say about, to mention one of the Lama Tess Malachas is a Divrei Kabbalah, and therefore it would be also Ben HaShemashes, were not for Mokka Mitzvah, Chafetzecha Asurim, Chefte Shamayim, Mutarim. That's how one could say. That's how one could say. Now, to open up the Mishnah Brewer, it's the Shin Men Beis. Very interesting. Shin Men Beis, there's a couple of things to say. Yes, Mother. No. Passion. Rama says the Malcolm Mitz. Rama Lilith says the Malcolm Mitz. In Arabic. I'll open the Beis Yosef and see what he says. Why should I quote myself? The Beis Yosef in Reish Samach Aleph, where he quotes that Rambam. Hold on a second. The came of the Kaimel on command Amma called Dava Shumash Mishmus Logo to Aven Hashmashas. Kosh Chathar Rabbeinu Simen Shin Mem Beis came Asher Zavad Aven Hashmashas. Shai. Face yours. Yes. Take a look. What kind of mitzvah are we talking about over here? Take a look over here, please. V'cheinim hoya tor v'nechbas. This is the second wide line of page 386. Zeh aloshen umutak me'aramba. V'shamitza tor v'nechbas. V'nitzvach l'davar shu mishim shvus. Ayin b'achronim. V'mishnah brura z'bir d'varov. V'emes achakol zeh aloshen beduktuk yofi. V'anochon. Shepirushik Moshe Rambam is a grah. It's been raised on the Aleph's base. Sharambam Kivin Dezer Lamashim Mavur Besimin's Tuf Tezvav Sif Aleph. Also from Rambam Perkvav and Akos Erevin. Shein Ma'arvin Ela Dvar Mitzvah. Oem Hutrach Levruach Me'am Over the Gilulim. That's what it means. Nech, what's again? Torah V'nech, which is drawn away from the Goyim. Va Mishnah Nochad Dina De Rebbe Logaz Al Shutz Men HaShmoshes Elinyan Eruv. Shmamina, the Dafka opens that Mikilinon. Okay, that's exactly the example. This is what the Bialoka writes in Simon Shin Men Beis, Dibra Maskil, Maskil Vachain. Interesting. If this is the case, Rebos, right? If it's Daber Dover is mutter to this minor mitzvah, if you will, not such a big deal. Even a small little mitzvah. A small little mitzvah. Any Oneg Shabbos should be included. Why the very next Bialach? In Tav Tetzvav it says, Dava should Sarach Shabbos Av Shev Shlo Bel Adam Rakshi Tol Seflo Oneg Shabbos Choshet Sarach Mitzvah Ubimele Mutta Kan B'Dvar Shvus Bein HaShmosh D'Nechadu L'Nineir of D'Var Mitzvah. So you just got to saying. Any little thing, any little anything is good enough in Bein HaShmosh. Now the way I said to you before, you have a problem with Daber Dover. So you see, from here, Daber Dover is going to be mutta even for any little thing. However, it's remarkable, when it comes to Shvus to Shvus B'Mokka Mitzvah, Shin Zayin Sif Hei, please open up, Shin Zayin Sif Hei, it's not that way. The posts don't say that at all. Excuse me. Shin Chafei, I'm sorry. Shin Chafei, I apologize. Shin Chafei. Mr. Brua Samach. Yesh Lahachmir. Dimitam Shvus to Shvus Ein Matirin Lechatchila Yak Batzorach Godol Ol Dvar Mitzvah. Gon Shud Tzorach HaMashka Lekiddush Ol Havi Atav Shalacham. But some of base ain't like a little shaker or the beer. Oh, that drum at Srikhim Bishabas, EF Shalios Beloda. Woo! Elabadoka says. I will drum Shane Circle got on Paris for Hyotsubu. Ain't like a feeling we wrote to the Sandy Man will cover Chavis. No, shouldn't be McDonald's and all that stuff. Wait a second. Is this clearly a distinction between Shin Chafei and Shin Mem Beis? Why? Shin Chafei requires a big zach. Shvus to Shvus to Mokka Mitzvah. According to my pshat and Shvus to Shvus to Mokka Mitzvah. And the Shvus to Shvus is what the Stam is on. Because speaking of one of the cool and the Bayan and the Bava Mitzvah of Tzadi. And the only reason you need Mokka Mitzvah is what? For Dabar Dabar. Then the same standard should be employed in both Shin Chafei and where else? And in Shin Mem Beis. They're both coming to answer the same problem of Dabar Dabar. So I see from this Mishnah Brura, the Chora, that he argues with me, and he adopts the principle which we enunciated recently from the Prima God. When the Prima God wanted to suggest that Shvus to Shvus Mokka Mitzvah is Mutta even for what? Even a double Shvus Ayadei Yisrael. He saw it as a double Derabbanan Mutta Mokka Mitzvah. We see Betis. I only found it in one place. The Rebbe in Paris, I'd like to see it too. And we've shown him, it's amazing, the Mokka Rambam just says it. He doesn't give you a source. Maybe there's some kind of Mari file, I'm not sure what he quotes. I mean, we have the, he gives all the sources. But here, very scant. It's in Simon Reish Samach Aleph in Logan Avron, Sivkotan Zion. That's where the half an hour comes from. I read you the Lashon. Mr. Bruce is simply quoting Logan Avron. Masha? Well, that's also not such an early source. I mean, I'm talking about it earlier in Rishonim. Here. Here we go. Im uchatzi sho samach l'chashecha. Those efshin. Show the big three. Everything else can live without.